So we are in for a jaw-dropping experience tomorrow. The solar eclipse is happening on Monday, and Griffith Observatory is home base for this event. You know, they have a solar eclipse viewing party. This is an incredible place to go any time of the year. Griffith Observatory and the viewing party is going to be amazing. So we are joined by staff astronomer and expert Colin O'Mara Green.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, Tina. Good to be here.
Thank you for coming and taking some time out. I know it's busy.
Yes, very. We're getting ready for the big day.
How do you describe what's happening, what we're seeing as it happens?
Yeah, it's a good question. So any sort of eclipse is when one object moves between two others. Mm-hmm. And from your vantage point, you'll see a change. So a solar eclipse is when our moon moves in front of the sun from our point of view. And that's what we're going to be observing on the 21st of August, this coming Monday.
And with special glasses.
With special glasses, you are most certain. The most important thing we want to stress to folks is, although this will be an amazing event, you do need to have glasses, solar glasses, not sunglasses.
Yeah.
Sunglasses just won't cut it. You do need to have special solar eclipse glasses that will block out the vast majority of sunlight from our local star, the sun, in order to observe the celestial event as the moon blocks the sun. So it's very important that folks be safe, protect those eyes. Solar glasses can be obtained from a number of places. The observatory, we have for very low cost some solar glasses and what are called solaramas, which are a larger version of those glasses. And they're going to protect your eyes not just from the intense light, but from the UV radiation that could actually give you a sunburn on your back of your eye without that proper protection. So it's really important that folks either find a friend who has some of those glasses and take turns. And the eclipse is a slow-moving event, so don't worry about timing it just right. Although we'll talk about some key times of the event today.
There is something called the totality, and how much of the eclipse will we see here? It's a little bit different for us here than, say, in Oregon?
Exactly, exactly. And it has to do with a matter of scale. Mm-hmm. So the sun, our local star, is very far away, about 93 million miles from planet Earth. Our moon is much closer, about 230,000 miles from Earth. But their relative sizes mean that, from our point of view, they're about the same size, at least from our perspective.
Mm-hmm.
So when an eclipse occurs, a solar eclipse, a very narrow band of shadow, of the moon's shadow, is projected onto the surface of planet Earth. This shadow, that we would call totality, is going to move from Oregon State all the way across the United States the morning of August 21st, and eventually crossing through South Carolina and out to the Atlantic Ocean. In this very narrow 70-mile band, if you are in that narrow area of the United States, for anywhere between 30 seconds up to 2 minutes and 40 seconds, you'll see the entire sun disappear behind the encroaching moon. It will be a once-in-a-lifetime event, and I know folks, listeners, have probably heard all sorts of things about it. If you're able to travel to any of these areas, these states between Oregon and South Carolina, we do encourage it. It's going to be quite amazing, and you don't have to travel, let's say, to Antarctica or something to see this, which eclipses happen all around the world at different times and different areas of the planet, but this will be very unique. That being said, a lot of our listeners are here in Los Angeles, where the observatory is. We certainly can't up and move our wonderful Griffith Observatory anywhere. So we're hosting an event for folks to see what's called a partial solar eclipse, meaning that narrow shadow of totality, when the whole sun disappears, will only occur in that narrow band. If you're north or south of that path, we'll only see a portion of the sun blocked by the moon. Because of that sense of scale, it's like trying to line up two objects, and if they're not aligned just perfectly, you can see the object behind the first object. So what we encourage is for folks to safely observe this partial eclipse, which over time, from roughly 9:05 the morning of Monday, the 21st, stretching all the way until about 11:44. Slowly, the moon will be covering up the sun up to about 70% of the sun's surface will be covered up by the moon. And this will occur around 10:21, 10:22 in the morning. So we'll see basically what looks like a crescent moon.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be the moon, of course. The moon will be blocking the sun, but that's the best way to think about the shape when we reach maximum eclipse here in Los Angeles. Will be this little sideways smile kind of rotating around as the moon moves in front of a portion of the sun's disk.
And so what color will the sky be?
We can expect, since a lot of the sun's area is being covered up, there'll be some dimming of light. It would be very similar to when clouds kind of drift across the sun and block some of that solar energy. You have a perceptible change of brightness. It will not be as extreme, though, as folks may see in that path of totality. In totality, when the sun is completely blocked by the moon, people have reported birds stop chirping, crickets start making noise, dogs and cats start barking because of the oddness of the sudden nighttime drifting upon the planet in the middle of the morning. It's said that it's a very surreal experience.
Mm-hmm.
People who have observed a total solar eclipse in different parts of the world have all reported the temperature goes down.
Wow.
Suddenly there's less energy.
Yeah.
Suddenly you're in nighttime.
Yeah.
So one of our missions at the observatory, at Griffith Observatory, is to encourage people to look up to the nighttime sky. And this sort of event, a partial solar eclipse, when observed safely, of course, with those solar glasses, is a great example of why Griffith Observatory exists, to help explain and share the wonders of our universe with the people of Los Angeles and the people of the world. We are expecting pretty large crowds. The observatory has always been the go-to spot for folks in Los Angeles to learn about the celestial events occurring above our heads. And we're glad to welcome folks up. Bring water, bring something comfortable to wear. There might be some walking involved from your parking spot up to the hill. We do want to encourage people to try to take public transportation. Just a few months ago, the mayor unveiled a Dash shuttle bus that now runs from the Red Line station at Vermont and Sunset all the way up to the top of the mountain at Griffith Observatory.
So easy. Yeah.
So easy. It really takes the stress of driving up there, or even just the stress of getting the family together into the car and moving up there. You can now, if you have access to a metro station anywhere in LA, you could take the metro all the way up to the top of one of the largest urban parks in the world, Griffith Park.
So Dash, remember Dash.
Dash shuttle bus.
Mm-hmm.
Folks can find information, of course, online about all that. Our observatory website, griffithobservatory.org, will have more information for folks about how to visit the observatory, including our observing hours, the building hours, and also how to get there. I do want to let folks know as well, it is possible. We are a public park, and it's possible we will reach capacity of that park. In which case, definitely look around in your local neighborhoods. There's going to be an array of groups from different astronomical societies, the Jet Propulsion Lab, Caltech, the California Science Center. There's a lot of viewing opportunities and viewing events that are being put together all across Los Angeles.
And do you have people on hand from JPL tomorrow assisting?
Yeah, the experts at JPL will be joining us as well. They have done wonders to explore the solar system using robotic spacecraft. And our job at the observatory is to help share their discoveries with anyone who visits. And that's a big part of observatory as well, is sharing those mysteries that we're finding the answers to in the solar system.
You also yourself, you share about the solar system through your consulting business, Eyes to the Sky.
Yes, Eyes to the Sky Consulting.
Yes.
And I've been working with a numerous groups to develop stargazing and astronomical education programs for folks to access. One of my personal clients, again, this is not me from the observatory, this is something I do on the side, is I've developed a Stargazing at Sea program for Princess Cruise Lines.
Oh, exciting.
Yeah. So on your next cruise, if you go with Princess, you can actually have a stargazing opportunity where the darkened deck allows you to see a myriad of stars while you're at the open ocean. And it's really quite a marvelous experience. And it's partnered with the Discovery Channel as well, which is supporting a lot of the programs that cruise line utilizes. So look for Stargazing with Discovery at Sea on Princess Cruises. I've been very proud to bring some educational programming to the fun that you would have on a cruise.
Nice. Yes. Yeah. Sounds beautiful. Stargazing at Sea. And tomorrow you will be on hand at the observatory.
Especially just for this event. We are going to be opening early Monday from the hours of 9 until noon. The reason for that is we have a wonderful solar telescope that is a part of the building and has been there since 1935. We call it the CELOSTAT, and it's designed to track the sun throughout the day and project an image of the sun onto a screen within the building, within the hall of the sky.
So even standing in the hall, you can see what's happening.
Exactly.
You can be inside and see what's happening. And so this is free to the public also. I wanted to mention 9 to noon, Griffith Observatory. And you can look through the telescopes if that's a possibility. You can see it from the inside of the building.
Inside
you can see it with the glasses.
Yes. So we really are excited to offer this viewing experience for the people of Los Angeles. Or if you're visiting, folks, remember, the observatory is a public institution. We are here as a free resource for people to learn about the night sky, about the daytime sky, and about our local star, our sun. This is what we do. We are here for the last 82 years as a free public resource for observing the skies.
This is your big chance.
You bet.
It won't happen again for what? Another?
Well, we'll have a partial eclipse in 2023.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to travel again in 2024, you'll have a chance to see another total eclipse, this time going from the southern border of the U.S. up to the northern border around the center of the United States.
All right.
So a bit of travel again, but we got 7 years to wait until the next one.
Yeah, so take advantage of this
yes,
one.
Yes, indeed.
And at Griffith Observatory, an iconic place in Los Angeles.
Stay safe, folks. Protect those eyes and enjoy the event.